Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 19th of April, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Watch out, Netflix, because Amazon's coming to get you. Yeah, that's right. Amazon has launched its new Prime video streaming service if you're not even a Prime member now for $8.99 a month. I'm sure a lot of Prime members are thinking today, okay, well, I don't know if I like this or not. I don't feel special anymore. Now, those of you not familiar, of course, we'll take you back a little bit. Prime video is actually only available when you paid $100 a year for Prime membership. But it seems that since Amazon wants to do a little competition beat up with Netflix, yeah, they're going to make it a separate thing now. It must be said, though, Prime Video does have a little bit of extra features that Netflix does not, including offline playback, and of course, its ever-growing library of original content, although it does have a ways to go to catch up to Netflix. So, oh boy, yes, more decisions for what streaming service to choose from. Way it's looking right now, adding them all up and exclusivities and all that, yeah, it's starting to look like cable. GoPro has announced a new VR app, and finally, it's pricing for the Omni camera rig. And you better have deep pockets or a hell of a savings account, because the six-camera Omni setup, yeah, gonna go for about $5,000. So what are you gonna get for $5,000? Well, you're gonna get six Hero 4 Black cameras that's needed to run the cube-shaped system, and of course, you're gonna get the hardware and software necessary to stitch all that footage together into a 360-degree video. There's an alternative, however, though. If you own six GoPro cameras right now, you can just spend $1,500 just to get the bare-bones frame to stick everything on.
Gosh, $1,500 for a frame?
As for GoPro's VR app, yes, the new platform for sharing 360-degree videos has launched yesterday. And, of course, will be available on Android and iOS and also on the web, too. Kind of curious how that's going to work with on the web. What are you going to do, pick up your monitor and start moving it? I don't think that'll work. All right, this next one is a little bit on the down low because we're going over to Germany, yes. And this is very top secret, don't tell nobody. Seems that Apple is operating a secret vehicle research and development lab right in Berlin. According to Frankfurt Hockenhugendugen, I really don't know how to say it, so I'll just say fast. The facility is employing about 15 to 20 top-class men and women from the German automotive industry. And, of course, they all have the array of backgrounds of engineering, software, hardware, and sales. Sales is kind of funny part when they haven't built anything yet, but hey, you never know. They're just planning ahead. Well, something that's taken forever to happen, but finally has, Shazam has finally synced match tracks across all your devices. Yeah, I know, no-brainer. Why the hell did it take so long? Now, of course, this is only going to work if you're logged into your Shazam account, and then it'll let you see them from your desktop, your iOS, or other devices. And, of course, just like you did before, you'll have the option to listen to that particular song on Spotify or purchase it in Google Play or even Amazon. I might actually have to give this a try out today because, honestly, I haven't fired up the Shazam app in I don't know how long. And finally, aliens. Ships from space. Whatever you want to call it, it seems the U.S. Department of Defense, they're going to be ready for it. The U.S. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, let's just say DARPA, shall we? That's a lot easier. Apparently, they have commissioned a vehicle for the U.S. military called the XS-1, or better known as the Experimental Space Plane 1. And it pretty much looks like what it says in the title. It's a cross between an airplane and really the space shuttle. So why the heck is something like DARPA being built? I'm sure a lot of U.S. taxpayers want to know. To defend the U.S. from space weapons. Space weapons. Okay, can't remember the last time we had an attack from space, other than an asteroid, and chances are we're not going to be able to deal with that. So yeah, the only thing popping to my mind is aliens. I could be wrong though, who knows. In any case, you want to see this space plane in action? Hop on over to YouTube, search for space plane, and get a hold of this E.T. Annihilator in action. Pew, pew, pew. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us, BritishTechNews@gmail.com. That is the email address to get it on over to us. However far out your story is, chances are it's going to probably make it on this show. Logs is tech-related. Check out the BTN website, BritishTechNetwork.com. All the great BTN shows are over there. Get subscribed to them all, please. Follow the British Tech Network on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. And get joined up in our BTN community, BritishTech.slack.com. As for the news show, we will be back with your home
Humpty Dumpty Wednesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, it's Tuesday. It's finally now time to start the week. And thank you very much for listening. And, of course, just like you did before, you'll have the option to listen to it on Spotify or purchase it in Amazon Play or Amazon Play.